This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for December 2019. How does studying a musical instrument improve academic and societal success for students? Many years ago at a Virginia Tech conference on music and human adaptation, scientists and researchers gathered to share their work by giving lectures on their specialty. The title of my second contribution was Music Stimulates the Brain, which was based on the research from my book, The Secret of Teaching Science and Math Through Music, and Musical Notes on Math, Teaching Students in Grades K through 5, Fractions and Decimals through the Rhythm Music. My mom, Romaine Leader Frank, suggested the title and book names. Many of the world's scientists, medical doctors, mathematicians, engineers, teachers, and others have studied and played musical instruments since they were children. These eminent individuals have integrated music into their thinking process. Studying a musical instrument develops millions of new connections, synapses, between nerve cells in the brain. It has been found that children who study a musical instrument learn discipline, cooperation, teamwork, motivation, concentration, and self-esteem. Recent medical research has determined that when you play a musical instrument, all four lobes of the brain and the cerebellum are being stimulated. By playing a musical instrument, brain cells are strengthened and form new connections. The brain is a Darwinian organ that changes with the stimulation it receives. How music stimulates the brain. A New York City public school district and a minority housing project decided to undertake a 3-year music program to find out if third graders could learn to read and write while studying a musical instrument. The program hired a music teacher, bought instruments and music. Each week the students had 2 45-minute instrument classes on woodwind, brass, or percussion. At the end of the year, all the children were reading at grade level and attending school every day. The program flourished. A similar study was done in a Virginia public school system working with at-risk students. Produced positive results with 6th graders studying string and band instruments. The students came to school to participate in the musical instrument classes and improved on literacy passport tests. An Albuquerque, New Mexico public school had its 5th graders studying instrumental music and a group not studying instruments. The students who studied in the band scored 10-12% higher in orchestra, and in orchestra scored 16-20% higher than the students not taking instrumental music on their Iowa and CTBS tests. These results were based on 2 or more years in band and orchestra. The longer the students took instrumental music, the higher their academic scores. Sharon Bryant wrote how kids benefit from music education in the schools in 2 of her articles in 2014 and 2015. Her findings were as following. Children who study music tend to have larger vocabularies and more advanced reading skills than their peers who do not participate in music lessons. Regardless of socioeconomic status or school district, the third graders who participated in high-quality music programs score higher on reading and spelling tests. Schools that have music programs have an attendance rate of 93.3% compared to 84.9% in schools without music programs. What do these scientists, medical doctors, mathematicians, engineers, physicists, chemists, biologists, researchers, inventors, and teachers have in common? Hedy Lamarr, actress, mathematician, inventor. Judith A. Resnick, astronaut, electrical engineer. Dr. Edward Jenner, physician, created smallpox vaccine. Dr. William Withering, medical doctor, discovered digitalis. Dr. May Edward Chin, medical doctor, cancer researcher. Dr. Margaret Fountain Pinkston, chemist, biochemist, professor. Dr. Theodore Billroth, physician, father of gastrointestinal surgery. Professor Dr. Lisa M. Wong, medical doctor and professor. Dr. Mark Allman, medical doctor, pulmonologist, general internal medicine physician. Dr. Burton Fine, chemist. Dr. Ilya Prigogine, Nobel Prize winning chemist and professor. Dr. Margaret Voigt, medical doctor, poliovirus researcher, virologist. Dr. Emmy Noether, mathematician, professor. Dr. Edward B. Lewis, American Nobel Prize winner. Dr. Oliver Sacks, physician, neurologist, professor. Dr. Albert Einstein, physicist, Nobel Prize winner, professor. And Dr. Albert Schweitzer, medical doctor, theologian. Dr. Condoleezza Rice, political scientist, United States Secretary of State and professor. All of these scientists, medical doctors, mathematicians, engineers, physicians, chemists, biologists, researchers, inventors, and teachers have studied a musical instrument since they were children and continue to play to help them make their discoveries, teach their classes, and do their work. They have helped the world cure diseases, invent new products to protect others, and have provided a better life for mankind. These are just a few of the 135 radio shows we have produced since December 2007 at Madeline's one-minute musical radio show. The first thing that is cut in the public schools are the band and instrumental music programs. These programs are vital and make the difference in children doing well in their academic subjects and attending school.